So hello, everyone, and I want to welcome you to our fifth week of Bloom Into Your Abundance, the Art of Manifesting, and it's week five. And tonight's class is about maintaining your garden, and it's so crazy that we're already at week five. I remember the first week. So we're going to take some time to just ground and get here, and we'll talk about the love work and kind of review the things that we've talked about over the last 5 weeks and see your insights and your breakthroughs and what your next steps are. So I'm just going to invite you to take a few nice deep breaths. And just feel yourself releasing the day. All that you had going on with work, with your to-do list, with your creative projects. Even if all that you were doing was fun and good, and I'm just going to ask you to set it down for a moment. And take a deep inhale. Exhale, letting it all go. And allowing yourself the gift of the present moment to be in touch with your desire, to hear the desires of the other women on the call, and just pat yourself on the back, like you're doing so well and you did good today and everything that needed to be done was done. And everything that wasn't will happen in the perfect timing. So I'm celebrating you for all that you're creating in your life right now. So I'm just going to ask you to open to receive this meditation that we've been reading, you know, for the last five calls. And see if you can take it even deeper than you have in the past. So I take a deep breath in, I relax my body, letting my breathing open up areas of my body that have been closed. I feel myself growing more and more peaceful within. My mind is clear and alert. I am at peace with myself and the world. I put my hand on my heart and say to myself, I open to receive my higher good. I open to receive light, letting my heart center fill with my soul's light. I draw more and more light to me. I bring light into my cells and body. I open to receive joy. I fill myself with my soul's joy. I open to receive peace. I know my soul's serenity. I open to receive abundance. I accept my abundance. I now allow abundance into every area of my life. I think of an area I would like to receive more abundance in. As I think of it, I feel my soul's presence all around me. I think of something I want to draw into my life right now. I open to receive this or even better into my life. I picture this coming easily, effortlessly, and joyfully into my life. I am now magnetic to this. I believe I deserve to have it. I now allow this or even better into my life. I give thanks to the universe in advance for receiving it. I think of some of the things I've already opened to receive, and as I do, I acknowledge my ability to receive. I open to receive all the gifts my soul has to send me. I deserve to have a good life, a joyful life, a life that works for me. I open to receive love from everyone and everywhere in the universe. Taking a deep breath. And so it is. And so before I invite Shea Prince to sing for us, Sonia, I'm going to ask you if there's anything that you would like to offer in terms of like what the moon, the full moon represents to you, or if there's any woman's wisdom that you feel like you'd like to share in regards to the full moon.
Yes, thank you for asking. Wow, that's such an open, lovely invitation. And I was saying earlier that the moon is like, it's just so beautiful. And I was outside watering and bathing in it. And, you know, so I invite everybody to just bathe in the beautiful energy, because it just, the energy just feels so good with, you know, I don't know specifically that it's associated with the water element, but I think it is, because like how it has an effect on our emotions and then on the tides. And like when I used to have a swimming pool, I used to love my favorite thing is to swim in the pool and to be looking at the moon. If it was full or halfway anyway, but just a connection with, like I felt like I'm one with the moon when I'm in water or even at the beach. And so it feels like it's a rich gift, you know, because so much of my focus is like money. I'd like money and things, and it's like spiritually wealthy. And I think I feel that when I feel spiritually wealthy, then it manifests in 3D, you know, here things. So I was really enjoying basking in that, and I invite my goddess sisters to, you know, just feel that energy and the love that I feel.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sonia. And I love how you said, like, when you're feeling spiritually rich and abundant, and you witnessed that in the third dimension, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's so true, which is what this is what this journey is all about. So thank you for putting your voice in the stew. And Shea, if there's anything that you want to say or add, you're welcome to. And if you just want to sing the song that you sang, you can do that.
Okay, I have a medley, and Sonia brought back some really good memories of Circle and when we had the full moon ceremonies. And it just seems so natural to sing that song that we used to sing. So I'm going to sing that. That one is real short. And then the other, I have a short medley right before that one. Is that okay?
Okay. Of course. Beautiful.
Okay. I'm outside, so it's kind of, now it's not muted. I'm going to step into the house. Mother of the moon, smiling at her lover on the shores of New Sharila, ride the waves of light, glistening, shining bright in the twilight of the dawn, between the worlds of night and day. And then the other one is bathing in the moonlight. I bathe in the power of Munja. I bathe in her glorious rays. I bathe in the power of the Mother, Munja, Mother of Light. I bathe in the power of Munja. I bathe in her glorious rays. I bathe in the power of the Mother, Munja, Mother of Night.
So beautiful, Shia. Thank
Yay.
You. Yay.
You're welcome.
So I'm just going to invite everyone to just breathe that in, like the wisdom of your sisters, the talent, the creative talent of your sisters.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Thank you, Shia. Randy, was there? Go ahead.
I wrote both of those.
You wrote both of them. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When I was listening to you, I was celebrating my own genius over here.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, my God. I love to have women share their genius. And I'm like patting myself on the back for Sonia, like sharing her relationship to the moon, and you like
right.
sharing your singing. And I'm just like, feeling really good. Ran, was there anything that you'd like to say or share or sing about the moon or anything that you want to contribute? The floor is open for you to do so.
I didn't realize it was a full moon. But
say that again?
I didn't realize it was a full moon. So, but I isn't it true our bodies are 70% water or something like that? Isn't it true? And that we're affected by the full moon. So, and it could really help us to create our, you know, to bring in our desires, to really say hello to them tonight, you know. And so it helps the magic of it. It seems like it would just encourage or help us bring in what we desire even more, faster.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ran.
You're welcome.
So we'll just, we'll do our prompt, and we'll go Sonia, Sonia, Shia, Randy, and we'll start with today I'm feeling.
Well, hi, everyone. I was thinking before the call that I'm going to ask for what I'd like. I've never gone last, and so I thought I would ask for what I'd like. Is it okay if I go last tonight?
It sure is, Sonia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So today you're feeling like you'd like to go last.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go Shia, Randy, Sonia. So today I'm feeling. Shia, Prince.
Today I'm feeling elated, abundant, happy, gorgeous, amazing.
Beautiful. Randy.
I'm feeling, well, happy today. Happy and more, you know, more confident. Dare I say?
yes, you do. Sonia, today I'm feeling
blessed and pretty. I'm hesitant to say it, but it's true.
Beautiful. And the thing that has me feeling that way is, and we'll go Shia, Randy, Sonia.
My overall life, my journey.
Awesome. Randy.
The thing is that I am getting that I'm enough at this, and that I have more permission. I'm giving myself permission to relax and enjoy myself, even though I've been so busy and working. But I'm also, I have more permission to relax and chill. And that is the thing that's helped, that's making me, that's contributing to how I'm feeling.
Mm. Beautiful. Sonia.
Okay, I'm feeling blessed because I'm being blessed with gifts of not only things, definitely things, material things, but also like people's kindness. It's like kindness. I'm blessed, so blessed with people's kindness, and I'm feeling pretty because I'm feeling it on the inside. And when I'm like looking in the mirror, I'm like, oh. Like, I look, I feel pretty, like, I look pretty. And it isn't based on if my makeup's right or my hair is done or what I'm wearing. Like, I'm feeling it, even when I look in the mirror, mm. I'm like, oh, I look pretty. But it's, like, from the inside.
Mm. I love that. Okay. So one thing I conjured in this last week is, and if more than one is present, you're welcome to say it, but one thing I conjured, created, or manifested this week. She or Randy Sonia?
I got a Freedom Chase credit card. And I... I'm just ecstatic.
Well, one of the things you said that you, I mean, you're creating money in week one. That's what
oh, that's
said.
True.
And I think on week one you said you loved credit cards. You may have said that too. So you conjured another credit card.
But here's the thing, though. I could have accepted credit cards from another source that had high interest rates possibly, that could possibly bring my credit down, and that just didn't feel good. And my whole inner being was guiding me saying, no, that's not the one. That's not the answer. And so I totally told those people no. And then I got in the mail something that was a total yes. 0% interest. It's just phenomenal.
Mm, amazing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Randy, one thing I conjured in this last week is?
I conjured, I'd say, more, well, I conjured earning more money, and I conjured taking care of myself. And I conjured, yeah, earning more money. And, you know, I just, yeah, giving myself permission to relax, too, and to have more balance. Mm.
So I just want to say, Randy, like, do you realize that that's been a consistent thing that you've been saying, that you've conjured more money?
It's been a consistent thing that I've been saying, or that I really...
Yeah, that you've been saying that you either created a gig or, you know, that you created some money. It's pretty consistently you've been saying that.
Oh,
and I just wanted to see if you were aware of that.
Oh, I guess not. I guess, yeah. Thank you for that. Okay. It's something that I'm getting, thank you for saying that I need to own it more myself. It has to do with that not being enough thing, that's all.
Yeah. And so, you know how last week one of the assignments was to jot down all the synchronicity that you observe?
Mm-hmm.
You can do this with every, I don't know if you keep your numbers or not, but
I do.
I don't even mean like what your expenses are, but each time you bring in income, like that you're acknowledging that, oh, I had a massage, I had a reading, I had a gig, and that you're actually taking inventory of all the ways that people are offering you money and for what. So that it's in your conscious awareness.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yes. Woo! Okay.
Because you have said that every week. You brought in some more money, yeah. And so it's important if you're bringing in more money that you are aware of that, that you've been conjuring that in. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yay.
Sonia, one thing you conjured in the last week.
Okay. Maybe I can go quickly, but I'd like to say more than one.
That's fine.
And maybe later I'll share about an experience that I had. I conjured an experience, like a real spiritual, grateful experience last night.
Mm.
So that was really, it was a psychic change with this experience. And then today, my daughter gave me a sexy nightie. And I don't know where she got it from, but she said she never even wore it. I think it was a little too big for her. And it's really sexy. I have to take a picture of it for you ladies. And some sandals that she's hardly used. And then also she had made me a painting for Halloween. She went to a women's workshop, and she was inspired to paint this Halloween picture. And it's really cute.
Mm.
And, oh, this is really funny. Like, literally, I think there's three, but conjuring men wanting to be of service and serve me and, like, calling me and saying, what can I do? And one, literally falling at his feet. And it isn't actually romantic. It's business. But the one that fell at his feet is because he slipped. But I thought it was funny because, like, he was falling right in front of me.
Mm.
So, and none of these were romantic. It's just something that happened. So I'm feeling, blessed with these things.
That's awesome. And one of the goddess qualities that you've shared before is this whole, like, you want to feel sexy.
Mm.
So it sounds like you're feeling pretty on the inside, that you're drawing sexiness to you. So that's been one of your words that you've shared. So. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm letting myself receive. Oh, and I know there's one more thing, and it's like kind of through another person, but I was, really getting worried about my son who moved to New York like 6 weeks ago, and he conjured and created a job, but I feel like I conjured it too because it's making me feel so much better.
Mm.
So I helped co-conjure with him. I really feel I did.
Beautiful. And is there anything that you want to share about the experience that you conjured last night?
Oh, goodness. I think like more of a check-in when everybody checks in because it's a little bit of a long story. But it was just amazing. And I don't even know how many, like maybe 3 months ago or 6 months ago, definitely a year ago, I would have thought this entire experience of what happened was a disaster, like everything that could go wrong. But in it, I saw the jewels and the gift, and I was having a beautiful, amazing time while this was going on. And so it's just, that's a psychic shift. And the thing of it is that I've been wanting to create like $500,000 and a Mercedes-Benz, my ideal. And I feel like this experience that happened last night was a $500,000 Mercedes-Benz experience. And so I feel like when I create it spiritually and on the inside first, then it has to appear. And so that's why I'm excited.
We're like hanging on the edge of our seat here, Sonia. and I want to say, like, that's also answering the next question, which is, what did you discover in the love work? And so one of the pieces of the love work was to share a breakthrough. And so I'm really hearing in that you've had this breakthrough last night and that you really get it on a a visceral level that when the spiritual shift or change happens and you're open and available that way, that it's just the next step for the things you want to materialize to come into fruition. And so I really hear it from your heart, not from your head.
So,
And I love being here with people that, you know, get that and support that, because I feel and know it to be true, but the general population doesn't know that, and that's okay. Because, but I like being joined, you know, where two or more gathered, know that as a truth.
Beautiful. So why don't we just take a few moments? We don't have to go in order. Anything that you want to share about the love work, and I can review what it was. You're going to do a clearing on gratitude, and you were to look at an area in your life maybe that you want to be different, and how you can bring more love and approval to that area, and if you did one thing to appreciate it this week. There was also sharing like a breakthrough that you've had around abundance, or just a breakthrough around your life. And then the last one was, where do you need to give more, and where can you receive more in relationship to your desire? So it's that question of like, do I need to water that plant more, or do I just need to not put any water for a week or two? So we don't have to go in order. Whoever wants to jump in,
feel free to.
I will. I'll jump in.
Go,
Randy.
Go, Randy.
I two things came to mind. One that is real important to me is that it seems that I am not worried anymore about money. I'm just not worried about it, which is a huge breakthrough. And as really what it's about is the fact that I'm giving to myself, and this has to do with receiving, and stopping. I'm willing, and I'm more aware that I don't stop, but that I'm willing to and do it more, and to just really not have to do anything and take care of myself and rest and relax. And that's huge. That's huge. And it's helping me to just receive, to be open to receiving more, and that I'm enough, and that, you know, I don't, and as a result, it's like I'm not worried. So right now, I mean, I think I used to avoid because I was scared or, you know, but now I for some reason that's been lifted. And that's huge. And I, this, it seems like the key is about really letting myself relax and taking care of myself. And that seems to be abundant in every area of my life now, because I'm doing that. I'm willing to do it. To make that a priority and not goof off and not avoid, but to make sure I have that, you know, like try to take better care of myself. Go ahead.
No, you go. You complete.
Well, I went through a period, like, I felt weird because I was not worried. And I think I share this with Sonia, like, because my bills were paid and I, you know, my rent's on time, and I was able to take my car in. I was able, you know, and I went to the dentist, but, I had two cleanings. I had dental insurance. So, I mean, I'm taking care of myself, but it's just weird to not be, like, behind the eight ball right now. I mean, I still am on some level, but it's like getting better. And it seems like, and also I've noticed there seems to be an abundance of time too. So that's it.
Oh, that's such good stuff, Randy.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's so huge. And you remember when we talked about the four steps to a manifesting, right? Like the fourth being that you state, you clarify your desire, you speak it out loud, you take actions toward it, but then there's like a release and non-attachment. And so when I hear you use the word relax, like there's an exhale, you're not gripping, you're not holding on tight, there's a surrender, there's an allowing, there's a trust, there's a flow, and all of your needs have been met beyond what you thought without worry. You've actually experienced self-care. You've actually been in pleasure. So remember, I don't know if you remember that I've said, like, that you can, I don't expect you, or I'm not even asking you to take my word on any of what we're talking about. I'm asking you to be the researcher in your own life and see if it measures up. So, like, you observed in the last 5 weeks that you practiced a great deal of self-care, that you relaxed, that you rested, there was an abundance of time. So whatever stories you have, if you don't worry and you don't stress and you're not working constantly to create money or to complete projects, you now have the evidence that that's not so.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you for that reflection. That's so fabulous. And I do want to say that I'm conjuring something around earning money. Like, I'm getting to the point where I'll be able to not just be a host of an Airbnb place, but I'll be able to actually be a partner in it.
Mm.
And that which is just this week, we're talking about that, and we're going to do that. That's going to change probably by, the beginning of the year. So that's something I wanted. It was a desire, but it had been, it's been 6 months, so it's coming.
Mm. Beautiful. And then, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later. We talk about maintaining your garden. It's like you planted those seeds 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So the fruits, the flowers are budding, and you're like, oh, so this was the next phase is us partnering. So thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonia or Shia, was there anything that you wanted to add or say about the love work or anything that came up around Randy's share?
Sure, I'll go. And I'll share about my experience last night. And it's funny or, not funny, but how it coincides with some of the stuff that I had wrote on the homework. And or the love work, and it was about being kind. It's so funny that it was about being kind and having. It says, "I would appreciate the freedom of a windfall, and I'm happy to manage it. Like, I'm not afraid of having a windfall." And I had a windfall. It's so funny because I thought about this last night. It was a windfall of an experience, last night. Mm. So what happened was, I was invited to be a speaker at an engagement last night, and it was to be over in Hollywood, like in the Wilshire area. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really, I think it's like Los Angeles to Hollywood, I'm not sure. But, so I was, honored to be asked, and I dressed up really nicely, and I had a real goddess day yesterday because I took a bath and I sat out in the sun for like 20 minutes on each side, and because I haven't gotten any sun lately, I needed some vitamin D. And I had cut up some fruit, like really small, which means I took my time and really enjoyed it. So I left in plenty of time, like an hour and a half to get there, which would not even take 30 minutes to get there. But I needed to put gas because I was on empty and go through the car wash, because I hadn't washed my car since it was, it had rained and it was just needed to be washed. And so I went to the car wash around the corner from my house. So I was dressed up like really, really nice with high heels and my makeup done, my hair blow dried and curled. And I even put on, like, I never do this. Like, I haven't done this in so long. I put on a gold necklace, a beautiful gold chain that was my mom's. It's really long and it's really pretty. And it just made everything like dressy, and I was just feeling pretty. I'll just use that word. And so I fill up at the gas station, and I'm in the car wash, the automatic one. And to make this whole long story short, my battery went dead in the car wash. And because I didn't realize I left the accelerator on, even though I thought I turned it off. So I was just like, breathe. pray, breathe. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, I kept trying it. Then I thought, I'm going to have to call them and let them know I might be a little late. But I had left him plenty of time so I could still make it in time. And then I didn't have my phone. I forgot my phone at home. And I never do that. I used to do that years ago when I was stressed out and rushed and just whatever, stressed out. But I wasn't stressed out yesterday. I was relaxed and very present and very happy and feeling good. So why I left my phone at home, I don't know. So I had no choice but to rely on the kindness of others. And, you know, I climbed out of my car. I went into the mobile gas station. And this is only like 3 blocks from my house. And I have so many relatives within a quarter mile radius of me. And I didn't know anybody's phone number. And I just figured it'd be quicker to call AAA. So I asked them if I could use their phone. And I'm going to, you know, kind of, you can fill in the blanks, but it was just a beautiful experience. The guy came out and said, let me try it. He popped the hood open, but we called AAA. And the guy working there, and then the girl, she was also very sweet. And like all of these people were just so sweet and so kind and going out of their way. And then she came out and let me know when they called and said they'd be a few minutes out. And somebody was waiting for the car wash in back of me. Thank goodness it wasn't a busy time, just one person. So the guy wanted to push me out of the way. And I said, you know, I don't think that's your job. You don't need to do this. And this is the thing about, I said, falling at my feet, because it was not good because he slipped. But it was just kind of funny because the girl in the car, he couldn't get it over the hump. She said, let me help. And I said, no. Like, I didn't want to be responsible for anything because there was water. And she goes, no, I can do it. And I mean, just people were coming out of the woodworks. And then when a guy putting gas saw her doing that, he said he ran over there and he said, you don't do that, let me help. And of course everybody's saying what happened, and I was like, my battery died in the car wash, you know. It was like, and here I'm dressed, thank goodness I'm dressed really nice. So I was just feeling like a goddess because everybody was helping. And then when the AAA guy came, he was really sweet. So the thing was, the experience was that even when I was sitting in the car and they're all, you know, with the hood open and everybody's trying to help, I was having such a beautiful experience of happiness and joy and gratitude that it seemed like God put everybody there to serve me. I was so filled in my heart, and I had the awareness to know that if I had had my phone or if this had not happened, I would not be having this experience. And I couldn't call. There was nothing I could do to call them to let them know I was going to be late because AAA took too long, and I was supposed to be there at 6:30, and it was like 6:20. So I'd lost the point where you knew I could make it. And so when I got home, there was text messages, where are you? I'm looking for you. You know, do you need help with directions, from the person who invited me? And then I said, my apologies, I'm so sorry. And I said my battery died, and when AAA came, I just got home, and I kept it real simple. And then she texted me, no worries, we got a pinch hitter. And from what I heard today, that pinch hitter did a great job. But I went to bed like happy and joyful and feel, and none of, this is one of the main things, is that it made me, I've been wanting with all my heart to have the desire to show up for my book and for writing and to be a giver like that. But I haven't felt the motivation or inspiration to do that. But when I saw that all of these people doing their jobs were doing it with kindness and love, and like they were coming from gratitude, and like, I wanted to be like all of those people who were just giving their love. And I feel like that's what I would like to do in my work now, is just be about giving love. Any sense to anybody, but it was for sure. And so then I went into this morning thinking, that was a $500,000 Mercedes-Benz experience. Yes.
Wow.
What a story. And I felt like you really gave us a visual, you know, that you took your, I loved it, you know, that your makeup was done and that, you know, we were talking about your mother last week and that you were wearing her gold chain, you know, and I just had this warmth of like, oh, she's with you, you know, and just giving yourself a goddess day. And like that is so powerful that I love that you can see that you're creating this windfall and that, yes, we have an abundance of cash. There's an abundance of experiences. There's an abundance of kind and helpful people. And it almost sounds like an aha moment, you know, that you're like, wait a second. You know, this is, and we'll talk more about it. We talked about like the goddess quality that you want. And so one of the goddess qualities that is important to you is kindness and generosity and how you can experience that before you even will manifest the thing that you're wanting to manifest. So, what a story. Thank you for, and goddess loves the details and we love that you gave us the details. Thanks.
Thank you.
How about you, Shia? Was there anything that you wanted to say or whether it was a breakthrough or?
No, I enjoyed both of your stories. Thank you, both of you, for sharing.
Mm.
And I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Great. So we're just going to review some of the things that we've talked about over the last several weeks. So, you know, we've been working with and talking about and exploring we're manifesting, which is, again, just the way that women create, how we conjure, invoke, and call for your ideas, your visions, your goals, your dreams, your projects. And it begins with connecting to what it is that you desire. And desire really is what connects a woman to her feminine nature. So like just the desire and the enthusiasm that you had just for sharing your story, like we all felt more alive, more awake, more present. So when you're connected to your desire, you feel turned on, you feel inspired, you feel connected to your sensuality, you feel good in your body, you feel creative, and as a result, you're more attractive both physically and spiritually, and the desire itself has you feel abundant, and you become magnetic to opportunities, you know, to help, to support, to credit cards coming in the mail with 0% interest, you know, to being a partner. So we also talked about, you know, that what is it that having the desire you want fulfills for you? And whether that's like creative expression or stability or security or a sense of completion or peace of mind, that's the goddess quality or the essence quality, the higher love quality that you need to develop or strengthen to become more magnetic to it. So Sonia, when you were saying earlier that you just know, like, there's been like a spiritual psychic breakthrough, and that when it happens, when it truly happens on that plane, like it'll happen on the external plane. So another key point that we've talked about is that the feminine way is to take pleasure from the process as much as you have interest or desire for the end product. So to actually enjoy writing your book, to actually enjoy the process of making your music and going into the studio, to actually enjoy the process of bringing more money to you. And, you know, that your feminine genius is your intuition, that it tells you that you can trust it. Like, this is the next thing. The next thing is for me to move here. The next thing is for me to stay put. The next thing is for me to call this person. The next thing is for me not to do anything today. And so really fine-tuning your inner ear so that you can listen to your genius. And last week we talked a little bit about the abundance of falling in love with where you are now, with your life now, with your status now. If you don't make another dollar this week, you know, if you end the relationship, if you start the relationship or start a new relationship, or if there isn't more business right now as you want, but like falling in love with the way things are right now, not from your head, but from your heart. And that when we bring our gratitude, it's like we're bringing so much love and appreciation to all that's already here, creating the room for more. So I'm just going to pause for a moment and see if there are any thoughts or reflections on the unique way that, not just that women create, but that the unique way that you create, because even just on this call, like the way Sonia creates is not the way she creates, which is not the way Randy creates, and maybe there's some overlap, but it's really about honoring the unique way that you create. And so I'll just take a moment to see if there's anything anyone wants to say about the unique way that you create and what you're discovering around that.
You know, I'm thinking that there are some qualities like that I would like to have, like in a man and a partner. And on the home love work, I wrote, you know, like I'd like for my man to be like to be bold and brave, and like even if he's insecure and shy, and there is one specific person that there's just a strong attraction in every way, like mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually. And he's just not confident enough due to whatever his past experiences were. But I would like him to be brave and bold regardless of that, because it's not getting him or us anywhere. And but I'm glad that on the meditation you said, like this or something better. Like it just like opened my mind, like maybe it won't be him. Maybe he can't be that, even though there's all this attraction. So, you know, that this or something better. And then like I put that I would like, you know, like for him to trust, but it's maybe I need, I'm the one who needs these things, like to be brave and bold and to trust. And I don't know, that's just what I was thinking when you were talking. And I think it was the first week on the goddess, or the feelings that I would like to have, or that I would have if I got, or when I get my list of things.
Mm-hmm.
I would, my goddess qualities are peaceful, happy, serene, secure. And I put fun, joy, family, togetherness, connectedness, experiences, memories, accomplishment, blessed, prosperous, free to write, fun, happy, and free. And so, like, in these 5 weeks, I've, you know, maybe those experiences I had been having, I'm just, like, a little more conscious of them. And that I was definitely blessed last night and feeling prosperous with these gifts from my daughter and work improving. And I am feeling more peaceful and more happy and more serene. So there's the thing with, and connected, connectedness and experiences. So look how I conjured that. Oh my goodness.
Powerful. It's amazing when we actually stop and take the time to like consciously acknowledge all that's happening around us. And like, it's interesting, your feminine genius, your feminine genius is already telling you the wisdom, the abundance piece in this, you know? So, you know, when we talk about, okay, what's the goddess quality that I want to develop, you know, if I want to create something and I want peace of mind, I think having more money will give me peace of mind. So when you mention all these things that you want in this, you want to see him more confident. And your wise woman was like, oh, okay, so this is an opportunity for me to be like, well, how bold, brave, confident, and trustworthy am I? And, like, how can, what can I do to increase my confidence? What
and, you know,
can
the thing
I,
is,
go ahead.
Like more trusting, like,
yeah.
Not trust,
yeah.
I feel trustworthy, but, like, to be able to trust that I'm going to be okay no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trusting, not trustworthy. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. So all those words, like, it's great. It's a great thing to take into your inquiry. Like, how trusting am I? Like, am I waiting? Like, is my trust, my ability to trust independent of anybody else? Or is it a reaction to someone else being trusting?
Mm-hmm.
And it may or may not be, like, your intuition and your genius will guide you about whether this person's the right person or someone you should develop further intimacy with. But oftentimes when we want those things in someone and they don't have them, it's like the universe is presenting us with an opportunity to really develop that within ourselves. And so your feminine genius is like, oh, she just spoke this, like, oh, like, how trusting am I? You know,
right.
how confident am I? I mean, I'm experiencing you as brave, and you're taking a lot of bold actions, and only you know if there's a greater degree for you to grow in those areas so that who's in front of you is mirroring that back to you.
Right. I sort of don't like hearing this, though. Like, oh, I've got to do it. But I would rather have joy in it, like joy. So, like, I don't really want to be bold and brave and have to trust. I mean, not that I have to. I mean, I would like to, but it seems like hard work to be brave and bold.
Mm.
So... Next thing I need to do, I guess, is conjure the, I'm going to speak it now, the desire to be, I didn't know that I desired to be brave and bold and trusting, but in order to have my desires, maybe I'll need to.
So I think that you, remember, we always want to start with gratitude and acknowledgement. So, like, there are ways that you are bold, brave, confident, and trusting already. So that's your starting place, right? Like, in what areas in my life am I bold? You don't have to answer that right now. And what areas of my life have I been brave? You know, and what ways am I confident? It takes a lot of confidence to adorn yourself and be out in Hollywood, you know what I mean? And you've been very trusting on these calls, like sharing your desires and what you want. So you're never starting from ground zero. So you're starting from, wow, the acknowledgement of you have all of these qualities. And maybe there are places where you hold back a little bit or you'd like to express more confidence. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm giving this seed of confidence more sunlight, more water, and you have ample experiences in your life that last night you trusted people to help you.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Well, it's kind of like I had no choice, but yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, and I didn't mean to say, I wasn't saying like, oh, you're not bold, brave, confident, and trusting. That's why he's not. What I am saying is that sometimes when we're not experiencing that, like, because we can't control someone else being more confident or more trusting, but we can grow ourselves. And so the two pieces, again, is like, one, like, acknowledge all the ways that you are those things. All
okay.
of us on this call see them. And, you know, what are some ways or how would you like to grow more in those areas?
Yeah, I would definitely like to. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it could even be with this person that you practice being bold, brave, confident, and trusting with this gentleman just as a research project and see what unfolds.
Okay, it's funny. My first reaction was yikes, and so, so yeah, that's a good one. I want him to be that, but yeah.
And that could be a very bold and brave thing to say to somebody that, you know, I noticed that I'm having this unspoken expectation. You know, so like being bold and brave can even just be in the things that we reveal to somebody, the things that we communicate that we'd rather not say. And so you get to decide what that bold, brave, confident, and trusting thing is. So you could take it on as a research assignment or a project that like I'm gonna find a way to be bold, brave. Be more bold, brave, confident, and trusting with him. And that can be through something that you communicate, through saying something that you haven't said. There's always something there, so I'm sure that you'll be able to find something. What was your wow?
Wow. Just because there have been opportunities, but then I turn it to be like professional or cordial. So maybe like I'm giving mixed signals.
Uh-huh.
So I love that you're mirroring it. And I could feel it. I could feel my resistance or fear come up. That's why I went, yikes.
Yeah.
so and then, it was an awareness, yikes.
Yeah. And I just want to say there's nothing wrong, you know, like we've talked that revealing our desires can sometimes have you feel really vulnerable, and it's easier for someone else to take the lead.
Yes.
It's always, you know, it's easier for someone else to take the lead than you don't have to risk rejection, feeling silly, feeling embarrassed, feeling vulnerable. But one of the things that you want is to have more boldness, bravery, confidence, a sense of trusting in your interactions, because that connection is a important goddess quality for you. So you get to be the one to practice and generate that in whatever capacity. Like your intuition will tell you what the next thing is.
Okay. Wow, I'm feeling some joy coming up on this experiment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a question for you. Just I'm going to ask you three times. What do you have on joy?
It's elusive.
Thank you. What do you have on joy?
I really desire it, but I'm afraid of it too.
Hmm. Thank you. What do you have on joy?
I feel like if I have joy, then I might die.
Thank you. I know I said three, but I'm going to do two more. Thank you. What do you have on joy?
It's my deepest desire inside. It's like not only my inner child, but my inner adult. And I feel God would have me know joy.
Thank you. What do you have on joy?
I'd like to experience, I do experience joy in little bits. And I'm like when I'm at the beach and it's just like, oh, it's so beautiful and this feels joyous. And then I push it away as soon as I have it. Like it's just I don't it doesn't feel comfortable to stay with it.
Thank you. So I'm going to invite you to do a clearing on joy this week.
All righty, that sounds like a good idea. Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sonia. Randy or Shia, was there anything present that you wanted to say or speak? Not mandatory, but if there's something there, the space is, the floor is open.
On anything that we talked about?
Yeah, just any thoughts, reflections on the way women create and the way you uniquely create, or if there's anything present that you wanted to speak on.
Well, just that I'm noticing that I'm becoming more aware, and I'm experiencing it when I'm relaxed and having pleasure, or just in generally having more self-care, I create so much easier, and I don't know, it just seems, I'm more grateful in the moment, and, you know, it's just interesting because I've just, because of this class, I've just had this abundance of time. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
I've really brought that, I feel like that's something I've conjured. And I've also given myself permission to say no to, you know what I mean? To say
mm-hmm.
no. And, so.
Awesome.
And that's the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, I'm hearing ease and flow.
Yeah.
Ease and flow. And that you've created more time. And one of the ways you create more time is to say no to things that aren't really in alignment with what you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so it does take some confidence and value, self-value, to say, no, I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to decline. And I actually heard you at Women's Group. You're like, I actually want to stay in this location. Like, you were clear where you wanted to be. And so just, I'm hearing that you're just acknowledging your desire more, whether that's for rest, whether that's for time, whether that's for more fun, whether that's for pleasure. And so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like a lot of creativity and creation happens in that space. So.
Wow, that's great.
So in our first week, we talked about the metaphor of the garden, and just like with what I was just saying to Sonia, that you're acknowledging, the beginning point is acknowledging where you are, you know, acknowledging what's already in bloom. So if you've got sunflowers, you're giving thanks for your sunflowers. And then there's still the acknowledgement that, hey, I'd like to grow some roses and succulents as well. So I think it's really important to define what stage of growth your desire or project is in, so that you aren't upset that you don't have, like, so Randy, you were saying, hey, I'm going to be partners with him in this Airbnb thing come January, but you guys have been working together for 6 months. So sometimes our expectations for things can be premature. Like, if you just planted a seed, you're not going to be looking, it's unrealistic to have your tomatoes or whatever it is grow tomorrow. There's some time that it takes, and some tomatoes might grow faster than other tomatoes. But it's important to look at your desire and say, and acknowledge its stage of growth. Like, is it in the crawling stage? You know, is it in the, you know, I'm thinking of Naima right now. I'm like, okay, she's not crawling yet, but she's rolling back and forth, and then she'll be crawling, and then she'll be walking. And so sometimes in our impatience to have things happen now, we aren't acknowledging the steps in between, you know. So what stage is your project or desire in, and how are you cultivating it, you know, like, maybe you haven't even gotten any seeds to start planting, and maybe you have been planting, but it hasn't been that long, and there's some gestation that needs to happen. So, yeah, we talked about acknowledging what's already in bloom. Was someone wanting to say anything? Did I hear something?
That's so helpful, gosh, to think about, to acknowledge each stage and to pay attention to where I am in terms of the desire, you know, where it is. That's really helpful.
It's so important because, you know, in your mind, you're already like, I'm singing at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And and you could totally be going there. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, well, this is where I'm at, and honoring and celebrating and enjoying each stage of growth of your baby. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. rather than be like, when is she going to be walking? When is she going to be walking? It's like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. she can roll over onto her back right now. And it's inevitable, like, our desires are meant to grow into their full, they're meant to grow into full bloom. And so if we trust and we relax and we ease and flow and give the desire what it needs, it's destiny to bloom. Like Naima is going to walk and she's going to run. I don't have to yell and scream at her to start crawling or start running. And even if I did, what good would that do, ladies? She's not ready to crawl yet. So sometimes your desire, your dream is not ready to crawl, and you're yelling at it and judging it, like, why aren't you walking or running yet? So acknowledge the growth. Acknowledge, like, I'm like, wow, look at her. She can reach for things now. Now she can roll over. I can see how she's building her strength to be able to crawl at some point, but she's not there yet. And so it just really allows you to be more patient, loving, kind, and compassionate with yourself, and to trust the journey because you've planted the seed. So my question to you is, like, after, how are you going to maintain your garden? Like, how are you going to maintain the garden that you've been cultivating?
Are you telling us to go in order, or are you still talking to Randy?
We can go in order. You can go, Shia. We can go Shia, Randy, and Sonia.
I feel like it's just kind of like summing up almost everything that everybody's been saying. It just feels like I don't have to do anything but just be. Mm. Just be. Mm. And I have fallen in love with where I am right now. Mm. I've fallen more in love with me. And I'm having so much fun just trusting that growth. And trusting me and loving me and watching those sprouts and flowers and buds and just listening for guidance from the universe, and but not straining anymore. Just kind of like, okay, Khadija's talking to me. What is she saying? Or Sonia's talking to me, or Randy's talking to me. What are they saying? Not like, I can't hear. What did you say? I need to make this happen. I don't feel that. I don't feel that. I just feel like I've relaxed. Mm. And it almost feels like a baby again because, like you said, Naima's not worried about it. And it doesn't matter if you're worried about it because she knows, she doesn't even have to know. She just is.
Mm-hmm.
She just is, and she's just letting it flow. And it doesn't matter what anybody around her thinks about that. She's going to do it in her own time.
Mm.
And I feel like we are eternal. There's no rush. There's no pressure. There's no stress. There's no competition. We're not in a marathon or a race. And I feel that I'm enjoying my journey so much more now that I've relaxed and just I know the seeds are planted. Just watch them grow and just watch myself grow and enjoy the process. And if I feel off and I have a day where I want to, not even a day, maybe a moment, maybe if I have a few moments that don't feel as in alignment, or maybe I want to cry or whatever, just knowing that all I have to do is change that thought within that instant and think about something else, just the sun, like the beautiful moon, that's going to be a memory I can go back to, how we all shared how beautiful the moon is. And I'll put that in my toolbox for my garden, because wonderful memories are great tools when we are having a moment and we can go back to those spots. And I'm just now relaxed, trusting me, trusting the universe, enjoying my growth, knowing I have a whole eternity to keep on growing and expanding. So it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Gardens are always going to grow. Just stand there and water them and enjoy being out there watering it. Just chill out.
Gorgeous. Isn't and I want to use Sonia's word of when she said in the beginning that she was feeling blessed. And so given what she had just said, like, imagine, like, what a blessing is that, that you can relax, that you can have fun, that you don't have to do anything. Like, take that in for a minute. Like, that's so powerful. There's like no, I didn't hear any resistance in your voice.
Thank you.
And so that's what, I don't know if it was you that said that you attracted some cucumbers or some zucchini, like there was some vegetable that you wanted.
Broccoli.
And it wasn't,
broccoli.
Yeah. Thank you. So it reminds me of that. It's like, chill out and let the broccoli arrive in your refrigerator, you know. And that's awesome. Thank you, Shia.
You're welcome.
Randy or Sonia, what are you going to do to maintain your garden?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like some serenity, not like 100%, but from hearing Shia, because my thinking was, well, I need to water it. I need to put fertilizer, like some Miracle-Gro now. That's where I was going. I was like, ah, just breathe. And I do need to, you know, those things are good, you know, fertilizer and Miracle-Gro. And you know, watering, so it's like taking actions and doing my part. But, the thing is, like, if I would like to do those things with joy, and peace, even well as I'm taking actions. And then hearing Randy, I'm putting it all together, I'm taking from everyone, like, relax too while I'm waiting, which feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. And so it's all of those pieces. So it's not about not taking actions. It's just that you don't have to effort and be tight about it. So it's like, remember, so the third thing is to take actions, and actions isn't necessarily physical actions, you know. So actions could be that, like you said, I'm going to clear my schedule today and not do anything. That's an action. An action could be a list. An action could be, and it doesn't mean that you don't water your garden, you don't make sure that you're, you know, some plants need sun, some plants need shade. But you're not, like, efforting, going to see, like, I put the seeds in yesterday. Is anything happening yet? Is anything happening yet? And you're just staring at it, and you don't leave the seed. You just keep looking at the dirt, waiting for the for things to start sprouting. So,
oh, but that's what I do, and then stomp around when it's not growing fast enough.
And then of course it's not growing because you're looking at it, right? So it's like you're waiting for the phone call. And then finally, you've been waiting so long, you're tired. You're like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go out for a walk. I'm going to go to the grocery store. And then the phone rings. So that fourth, that remember that fourth layer of the manifesting is that you release resistance, you release attachment. It doesn't mean that you don't take actions, but you don't have to take actions in a stressful way. Like, you can move from inspiration. You can move from, like, I had this amazing goddess day, and I adorned myself, and, you know, imagine that you didn't do all of that. Who knows how you would have been had that happened. Do you know what I mean? But you, like, you were coming from a full tank, so you were able to be grateful in any situation that, like, oh, okay, like, I'm provided for, I'm taken care of, people are available to help me. So you still water your plants, you still give it what it needs, you know? Like, when I lay Naima down, like, try to help her flip around if it looks like she's been on her stomach too long. You know, it's not saying that you have to be completely hands-off, but it does mean that you're not trying to control and force what's not yours or what's not, the timing isn't right. You're not trying to force the timing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be pleasurable for you, because remember the feminine ways, like, you enjoy the process and the end goal.
Oh,
and,
right.
And
I forget
that. Say that again?
I think I forget that element, that step.
The process is just as important as the achievement. And this was something better. The thing that you want so bad, maybe the universe has something even better in store for you. So when you remain open and mm-hmm. not tight, not unattached, you're able to receive what might be better suited for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, okay. at the beginning of the call, you just say, like, I'm looking for a windfall of kindness that feels like a Mercedes-Benz. But that's one of the things that you created and conjured and made the space for in your life. So.
And I'm so excited to hear, you know, to hear the recording, because I'm just like, I'm taking this in, like, oh my goodness, the relaxation energy of everybody.
Yeah. And there's an integration, like we talked about last week, of the masculine and feminine, of giving and receiving. And it's learning that dance between, okay, it's time for me to act here and it's time for me to relax here. It's time for me to step up my actions, because I've been completely inactive, and it's time for me to be inactive. So it's just like it's that balance, that dance. So
yeah, and you know, the last thing for me, because I'd love to hear the other ladies also, but I laughed to myself. I mean, I smiled because you said I was coming from a place of a full tank because I took care of myself and was feeling pretty. And but I also had just filled up the car with gas, like it was mm-hmm. a full tank. So when you use that analogy, so how can I fill my tank with the process? You know, so I'm trying to apply it to the patience and the allowing.
And the fun and the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the joy of having a Mercedes-Benz, like, turns you on. You're like, the keychain turns you on. You know?
Yes, it does. It does.
So, hey, how about you? Thank you, Sonia. How about you, Randy? Like, what can you do to maintain your garden?
Well, you know, I wrote stuff down when you first said it, and I said, well, you know, with love, I would look at the garden and see if it needs anything. You know, does it need water? Does it need, you know, more soil? What does it need? And to pay attention to that, and to do it with love, you know. So I can apply that to myself. What do I need? What do I need? I'm like paying attention to what. You know, like self care comes back to the self care thing, and also You said something about I guess this related like when do I need to take action and when do I need to just stop and relax and let my, you know what I mean, like to be able to pay attention and, you know, even experiment with that. Because I think I used to override and thought I had to constantly take action, but then I would just, you know, go unconscious and then not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be a little more, be more gentle with myself and with love, you know, with like maintaining it with love, self-love.
So that's such a key piece. Like all of this is with love. Like that's
yeah.
the starting point. So like even... any of the things that you're creating, it's like there's something, it's because you love it, whether it's your business, whether it's your book, whether it's your music, whether it's your coaching, like it's coming from a place of love. So remember, the process is meant to be loving and joyful because there's creative talents that you want to express, that you have a deep desire to share. And
yeah.
so if you find yourself not being loving,
yeah.
I just want you to see yourself as a baby Naima. And, like, is that how you would be trying to teach her to get things done?
Right. No.
Like, remember, yes, we're not yelling and screaming at her to get her to crawl or to walk. But we still try to, like, sometimes I hold her up so that she can practice on her legs, you know what I mean? So we're still taking actions, but it's meant to be loving. Like, the feminine way is to experience love and connection in the process.
Oh, I love that. The feminine way, yeah. Is to experience, okay.
Yeah,
would you say
sure.
the feminine way? Is to experience love, what do you think?
And love and connection in the process of creating whatever it is that you're creating. But that's just as important, if not more important, than what you're creating.
Oh, that's what, I love that.
So, like, Sonia, even when you're going back to look at the bravery, confidence, trusting question, like, you're supposed to do it with love. Please do it with love. Like,
thank you for that reminder. Oh, my goodness.
If any of it is an excuse to beat yourself up, you're moving it in the wrong direction. Run the opposite way.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So just a few reminders to maintain your garden. It's to stay connected to your real desire, not your quote-unquote good girl desire, but your authentic desire. So when I say the good girl desire in quotes, it's the thing that you think you're supposed to do, you should have the way that you're supposed to be, but it's actually you staying connected to the truth of what you want. And you're going to do the things that have you stay connected to that goddess quality of creativity, of peace of mind, of completion, of success, whatever that is, that you're taking actions, doing things, to have you feel that way, whether it's going to the beach or riding your bicycle or singing, that you keep inquiring into your creative talents and seek ways to monetize them. You know, like what creative talents do I want to share? Do I want to express? You know, notice and take inventory of the synchronicity occurring in your world. Like you think about someone and they call. So the more you document them, the more it's easy to trust and have faith in what's unfolding for you if you actually take inventory of like, hey, I have the evidence that for the last several months I've been able to pay my rent early and financial opportunities keep popping up. You have the tool
Thank
of doing...
You. With that reminder.
Yeah. You have the opportunity, the tool, not opportunity, of clearing. So calling someone on, so someone from group to do a clearing on whether it's joy or your business or your creativity or on a person, any place where you're feeling a little tight, keep doing clearings on them. And then trust your feminine genius. Nice deep oxytocin breath. And we're just going to end with two questions. And the first one is, the thing that I'm walking away with is, and we'll go Shia, Randy, Sonia.
I can see how did you word that?
Just the thing that you're walking away with.
I'll just say love. The abundance of love for myself and everybody else.
Thank you, Shia. Randy.
You know, I'm walking away with more acknowledgement of how things have changed and how my desires or how things have gotten better. Like really not, you know, not just overriding that as well, just saying, wait a minute, this is really, I'm going to, you know, acknowledge and have the awareness of the synchronicity and how things have gotten better.
Thank you. And Sonia.
It's hope. Hope is the word that comes up, and hope that I can have joy for more periods of time in addition to having my material desires. And I also feel a little more calm about the process.
Beautiful. And so, Randy, I'm so not trying to put you on the spot, but if there's something that you would like to sing, I'd like to open the floor for you to do that if you feel called to, and it's okay if you don't.
Oh, gosh. I don't really think, I can't think of anything right now. Sorry. Okay. I don't know.
How about you, Shia?
Oh.
Can I jump in? I'm not sure that I heard Shia say what she was walking away with.
She said love. I said I was walking away with love.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't hear it.
Shia, do you have a parting song that you would like to share?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like making it up as I go. Okay. We are one with each other, we are one in our love. We are one with each other, we are one in our love. And together we'll show the world that light is in our hearts. And we'll all be abundant in our hearts, in our love. And we'll all be abundant in our love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shia, Prince Eternal.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies, for an awesome class and for all of the ways you showed up for yourself and for each other. You get to do this love work over and over again. It's called love work. The first word is love. So remember, the first word is love. And so if you're not feeling that, do whatever it is that you need to do to get back to that first word.
And we thank you, Khadijah, for a good job as teacher and leader and love coach and abundant coach. Thank you for sharing.
Yes,
with
thank
us.
You, thank you, thank,
thank you.
Thank you,
Khadija. You're awesome.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you, Randy
awesome.
Sonia Shia. Have a great night. And
thank you. You
we'll
too.
Talk
yeah,
bye,
you
ladies.
Too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Ran. Bye, Sonia.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.